Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At your service on the air tonight from our KMOX downtown studios, I'm Nate Gatter with you on this Tuesday evening. We'll be joining you all the way until 10 o'clock for, as Matt Pauly hinted at the tail end of Sports Open Line, a sports-centric At Your Service coming your way this evening. Going to be talking a lot of St. Louis City in this first hour. Primarily coming up, we'll have the interview that Bradley Carnell did yesterday with Tom Ackerman for KMOX. We'll talk to Charles Bohm of MLSsoccer.com at the bottom of the hour, and then Nico Joachini, striker for St. Louis City, will join us at 8:45. Later on in the second hour, we'll be talking a little bit of St. Louis Battle Hawks before the Battle Hawks home opener coming up this weekend. They're already off to a 2-1 start, but they began with 3 games on the road. They'll be playing at the Dome for the first time in this iteration of the XFL this weekend. Then we'll talk to Mark Schreiber of the St. Louis Sports Commission a little bit about what happened this past weekend, sort of a sports bonanza, really an event bonanza in downtown St. Louis, and maybe talk a little bit of St. Louis Billikens as well before the Billikens hit the floor this week in the Atlantic 10 tournament. But start with St. Louis City. I think that's really been the story in this city over the last few days, really over the last few weeks. You know, we knew that City, I think anybody here in this city at least, knew that St. Louis City would live up to the off-the-field hype, if you will, that was all generated by just how strong the interest is in this market for soccer. I was talking about it with Matt Pauly on Sports Open Line, that this is the most important thing, I think, to understand is that the traditional way of talking about it, that somehow MLS is expanding to a new market, just doesn't really work for St. Louis. Obviously, Major League Soccer, the league, is coming to a new market. Soccer in the United States is not coming to a new market in St. Louis. St. Louis is American soccer. And we knew this. We knew that there was not going to be any shortage of interest. We knew that the people here, that the soccer roots run deep. We knew that the sports roots run deep. And I think this provided an opportunity to combine some of the older generations that have been supporting soccer nationwide for decades and decades with some of the younger generations who maybe were already playing and playing their part in that soccer culture of St. Louis, but maybe have been introduced to the game as it's become much more popular with younger generations over the last decade or so, as the European game has taken hold in the United States, in particular since NBC got the rights to air the Premier League, and it became the English Premier League became so much more accessible in the United States, including in St. Louis. It was an opportunity to marry all of those individuals and then bring into the fold some additional folks who, I think fair weather fans has a negative connotation, but who are going to be drawn in, maybe are not passionate sports fans, certainly not passionate soccer fans, but are going to be drawn in by all the trappings of this new team, of this new stadium, of the promise of tomorrow and of next year and of next decade, of what could come in St. Louis as a result of this club. And it is really a beautiful thing. Sports, ultimately, sometimes we do a lot of gatekeeping in sports having to do with, you know, the fans who have been around from the beginning. And I'm sure we'll see this with City. Some of the great fans, and they deserve a lot of credit, the hundreds, if not thousands of people who were coming out at Herman Stadium at SLU. They were coming out in Edwardsville at SIUE to watch St. Louis City 2 games last year when City's development team played an entire season before City launched in MLS. And they deserve a lot of credit for having been there from the beginning. The bonds that were built between the hardcore supporters and some of the players who were even around during that time and with the club before even kicking off in MLS were significant. And that's not something to be dismissed. I hope that those people and the hardcore soccer people, that soccer community that has existed in St. Louis with STLFC, with the St. Louis Stars, with the Ambush, with the Steamers, and far back, going to the 1950 World Cup team, going through those dominant St. Louis Billikens teams of the latter part of the 20th century. I mean, there is so much credit to be given to those people. But the most beautiful thing that can happen in sports is when the people who don't care that much start to care. When those people get welcomed into the fold, because that's when it becomes a community event. That's when it transcends the field, it transcends the court, and it becomes about community. And that is ultimately the best thing that can happen, and we need that in St. Louis. This is a city that needs sports to be more than sports, because it's one of the best things we have going for us, and we're going to talk about that more in the second hour when we talk to Mark Schreiber in the St. Louis Sports Commission, talking about what St. Louis City has done already for Downtown West. St. Louis City, as a club, has the most sweeping mandate of any team that has joined Major League Soccer. And it's not even close, because their mandate goes far beyond winning, which they're doing, by the way. Played two games and won them both, something that only three other expansion teams in the history of Major League Soccer have done. They're going beyond that. Their mandate extends to restoring St. Louis as the soccer capital of the United States, its rightful place. And it extends beyond that to revitalizing Downtown West, an area that we need to connect a downtown that needs a little bit of revitalization of its own with the vibrant areas of our city in the Central West End and in Midtown, and being a place that people can come and gather. And Downtown West is getting there already. City Park is a gorgeous stadium, close to $500 million private investment. The voters of St. Louis said, we're holding out, we're not going to subsidize this stadium, and they didn't have to. They got an ownership group that took care of it for them. It's a gorgeous stadium, and they're getting investment already in the area, the bars and the restaurants, and those kinds of things are going to make Downtown West a destination in our city. So St. Louis City has a club under an enormous amount of pressure for a Major League Soccer team. Now, they had a lot of time to prepare. They got an extra year in the end because of COVID, pushing things back by a year. But an incredible mandate that extends so far beyond the field. And then, by the way, at some point, you got to put a winning product on the field. And City are going to try to become, this weekend in Portland, just the second Major League Soccer expansion team ever to win their first three games. It's going to be maybe their toughest test so far. Portland, a very difficult place to play, one of the most difficult in Major League Soccer. Providence Park is an incredible atmosphere. One of the only, probably the only place in the world, I would think, where there is regularly a working chainsaw in the building. And this is going to be a big test on the road, but so was Austin. That's a difficult environment. One of the most feared already in Major League Soccer, even though they're only in their third season. And City won there 3-2. And then the party of coming home on Saturday. And Lutz Fahnenstiel, the sporting director, said it over the weekend when he was doing his Bundesliga commentary on ESPN. He said it's going to be a party, win or lose. People have been waiting years, decades, generations for a sustainable top flight soccer team in St. Louis. So it was going to be a party no matter what. But why not win it? And they go a goal down. They've won both games coming from behind. And in the end, they win comfortably 3-1. And sure, you can say they've been fortunate. And we'll talk about this as we go on this evening. And when we talk to Charles Bohm, there are plenty of people saying City have been fortunate. Two of their six goals that have popped in the back of the net have been off errant back passes from opposing defenders in the first two games. There is good fortune in that. But it's the City press. And we talked about it last year during the City 2 season. They're going to give up a lot of possession. City in the home opener had only 39% of the ball. Charlotte possessed the ball 61% of the time. That is a wide gap, a very wide gap. Yet City took 11 shots to Charlotte's 6, and 5 of them were on target to Charlotte's 3. They completed barely 60% of the passes Charlotte did in the game at a substantially lower accuracy, and they had more chances, and they won the game. That is the press working. That's my opinion anyway. We'll hear what Charles has to say. I mean, I'm really interested to get his take and to see what he thinks about these first couple of results for City. And I think there will be a lot of people who say, okay, prove it in Portland, which is reasonable enough. And it's a somewhat hobbled Portland side. They have a number of their high-profile players out with injury at the moment. So we'll see. I think it's going to be a really interesting Saturday, and there are going to be a lot of eyes on that game. We had talked in the lead-up about it's one thing to be so excited about everything that's going on with City. It's going to be interesting to see when they get punched in the mouth and when we start to have real conversations, right? Because nobody who's a Cardinals fan or a Blues fan just comes in every day and says, how amazing is it that we have a Major League Baseball team or that we have an NHL team? When the Cardinals lose 3 or 4 games in a row, people aren't sitting around talking about, oh, we're just happy to have a team, right? At some point, you got to have the real conversation. City haven't forced it to have any of those yet, so we'll see. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to hear from Bradley Carnell and how he's feeling, the head coach of St. Louis City SC, after a couple of wins to start the season, 3-2 over Austin and 3-1 over Charlotte. He sat down with Tom Ackerman. That's coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to At Your Service on KMOX.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should, too.
At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
We continue on At Your Service here on a Tuesday night on KMOX with you until 10 o'clock tonight. Nate Gatter with you. Matt Pajeski is in our downtown studios with you, with me. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Promised you an interview with St. Louis City SC head coach Bradley Carnell. He talked yesterday with Tom Ackerman here on KMOX after City's 2-0 start.
City Park, 22,423 strong in downtown West to see St. Louis City SC win again, beating Charlotte 3-1. I'm coming to you from Cardinal Spring Training in Jupiter, Florida. They have trained here. They have trained in California. They knew that they could compete with MLS franchises, and now they're 2-0, the fourth expansion team to do that in MLS's history. And joining us is the head coach of City, Bradley Carnell. Coach, congratulations. What a moment for your team to do it at home.
Hey there, Tom. Yeah, what a moment. And it's just a total wild party over the weekend. And we have Monday morning reflecting on what the last fixture was, what the last result was, and what the last 10, 12 days have been like. And it's been a fairy tale start. And it just, for me, it just creates a bit of hunger and an appetite for more.
I bet. No doubt about it. I want to get into that, too. But I also wanted to ask, is it a bit of a relief? I mean, is there a little bit of pressure to do it at home after all of that, or is there not?
You could see it early on, and understandably so. You could see early on the first couple of minutes were a little shaky, to be fair. And just playing at home, you know, sometimes it's easier to play away. But then seeing what was going on before the game, just hearing all the whole night, the block party, you know, there was a ton of things going on. So for the players, then we go a goal down, right? So we get faced a lot of adversity in the first half. And then before the half's up, all of a sudden you look again and we're 2-1 up. So great resolve from the boys and great fighting spirit. And but the fans were electric. You know, they kept going. Oh. They kept on pushing us. And what an amazing moment to be part of, and just truly privileged to be at the club.
Yeah, take me back to that moment when the team first comes out of the tunnel and ownership is there and everybody is waiting for you. What was that feeling like?
Yeah, there's been a few sporting moments in my career that have really stood out, and this is one that is you know, it tops similar feelings when I played at a World Cup in 2002. You know, these types of emotions and just the fan culture and the fan atmosphere. I think that's unparalleled in the MLS. So, I think we've done a great job in terms of driving the product, right? So we had to do our business on the field, and our business started a year ago, right? So we're only two games in, but we've had snapshots of next pro level. You know, we've driven those guys and pushed them to success. The academy now is highly competitive and successful. So to see it all culminate and put it into pictures, and you know, it was all words and philosophies and everything, but to put it into pictures now and just that feeling of stepping out, it actually came full circle for me. So truly, truly amazing.
And you stayed positive throughout before this started, and I know you heard it, the noise from experts who said, look, they just don't have the talent right now to compete in them. It's all great and all, but they don't have the talent. They don't have this. They don't have that. I heard it from you and the players before you played Austin, that you felt confident that you could compete, that you saw the competition early on. And now I'm not expecting anybody to walk back any comments necessarily, but you are 2-0. Isn't it funny how expectations could end up changing here for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the only danger there is expectations of ourselves, you know. So to jump too far ahead of the schedule, or to jump too far down the season and to try and predict and forecast. So the very next game is our most important game. So, you know, while for sure we were confident only, Tom, because we knew exactly, we had a bunch of guys who have MLS experience, okay? We have, in what we thought, you know, in our minds, a very hand-picked squad to play a certain style in a certain model. Okay, so now you go two matches in, and the stats, anything, key points, key data points you're looking at, it kind of favors us, but we had to work to get it, right? So we had to put the opponent into certain moments of discomfort to start the next chain of sequences. So yeah, we are excited. We where we want to be, and we just now have to challenge ourselves each and every single day now. And the biggest challenge is going to be playing in Portland on the weekend. So that's what we're preparing for now.
Well, you do have some talent out there. I mean, Klaus is really something. I mean, his size and his agility. He scores that goal, the third one, gently lifts it over the goaltender after the steal, but he is really something to handle. And then Blom in the middle also, your midfielder, is really special. I mean, his ability to blow up tackles and make things happen for you.
Yeah. I think we have a lot of different sort of characters and qualities within the group that when you put these pieces of the puzzle, and this is what, you know, Lutz has done really, really well, is put pieces of the puzzle. Obviously, I played a role in a bunch of these signings, and, a very key one was Blom, which I knew is very important, like the relationship with Edu Leuven, with Indy Vasilev, you know, with our sixes, the way we operate and the way now that Edu Leuven can explore the field. But, you know, and then you have a guy, when you get up the field, like a guy like Klaus, who's very unassuming, very physical, very demanding on the two center backs that he always comes up against. And he's got a deft touch. He's got some quality in the 18. And if you get him in the box, he's really a goal threat. And he's shown it from different angles now. He's shown it from over two different weeks, his kind of qualities and where he can exploit the opponent.
Yeah, it's an exciting group of really young, hungry players. And then you have your captain, Roman Berkey, back there, and you have the one who's assisting him in that captaincy, and that's Tim Parker, who you know so well. Finally, Bradley, just the role that those two veterans play when it comes to leadership.
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, leadership on the field, Roman leads by doing, right? And he has a big voice in the locker room. Tim Parker, I just think he's very... intimidating, right? So he's just a big figure in the back line. He makes himself seen, felt, heard, everything. And then off the field, if you look at the back line, Jake Nowinski, Parker, Nelson, these guys have MLS experience. Throw in Kyle Hebert there, who has done an amazing job, you know, coming in and it's his first MLS season, but does not look out of place. So you just think four guys, stand down, lockdown guys. We don't give much away at the moment, knock on wood. And Roman's life's been fairly comfortable at the back because of this back line, because of us defending as a unit, because of the team buying into what we are trying to do. And so everyone's working their tails off. And I think you can see a hard preseason slowly bearing dividends.
I'm certain that it was a fabulous weekend for you, and now you get back to work as you have Portland on Saturday. All the best to you. Safe travels out there, and congratulations on a terrific start for City.
Yeah, thank you to everyone supporting us, and we're going to keep this going for as long as we can. And, thanks for all the support, Tom.
That was Tom Ackerman with St. Louis City SC head coach Bradley Carnell yesterday, with St. Louis City off to the 2-0 start. They have taken 6 points from six, 3-2 win over Austin, 3-1 win in the home opener this past weekend over Charlotte, heading on the road to take on Portland this weekend. And we're going to talk about everything that's been and everything that's coming for City with MLSsoccer.com's Charles Bohm when we get back. This is At Your Service on KMOX. On At Your Service on KMOX on this Tuesday night, just past 8:30. We'll be with you until 10 o'clock, and we are joined now by Charles Bohm, MLSsoccer.com writer at CBohm on Twitter. Charles, how you doing?
Doing great. Enjoying the first night of CONCACAF Champions League tonight.
Yeah, always gets a little bit wild. I tell you what, it's probably not going to be too many more wins until fans in St. Louis start talking about where they might be headed in the CONCACAF Champions League at this rate. 6 points from
Why
six,
not?
having beaten Austin and beaten Charlotte. So let's start. Obviously, it's all positivity here, right? It's been all positivity going back months, talking about getting the team, and now that positivity train has not stopped with 6 points from six. Let's try to maybe throw just a little bit of water on it, and or let me see how you feel about that. If you were going to make a counter-argument about City so far, it would probably be that the two teams they've beaten have combined to lose four of their five games, including Austin tonight getting shocked by Villa at the Haitian side 3-0 in that first round of CONCACAF Champions League knockout stages happening tonight. Do those results, taken collectively, give you a little bit of concern about just how strong those 6 points from six really are for City?
No, you know, even if I had the personality to throw a wet blanket on top of the City SC joy, I would not do it because, look, it's a long season. Expansion seasons tend to be, you know, statistically, like it or not, they tend to be challenging. And every MLS season is a marathon. So enjoy this while you got it. Enjoy the honeymoon. Don't worry about when it's going to end or, you know, or what comes after, because there probably will be hard times. There's going to be reality checks for the club, the players, the fans, everyone involved, and that's just statistically, you know, predominant. But you can worry about that when it comes. For now, boy, what a great ride it's been so far, and you can just feel, I think, the sort of relationship building between these players and the club and the fans that they want to connect with. And so I think I said this over and over about City, the expansion experience shows, you know, build a home field advantage, you know, cultivate a great stadium environment, give your fans something to enjoy, win, lose, or draw, and then you'll have that, you know, you'll have that fortress that you can hopefully lean on when things get tough. So no, all good vibes so far, I'd say.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, to that point, I think everybody knew that St. Louis City coming in were going to have a very defined tactical identity compared to maybe some other clubs, in part because of the amount of time that they had to prepare and also because of just how cohesive the club philosophy is from top to bottom. Everything, all the coaches, all the players were handpicked with that pressing, high-intensity, energy drink soccer, if you will, style in mind. What you've seen so far, because I don't think anybody disputes that, at the very least, City are not, in their current iteration, as talented as the top teams in MLS. Certainly, they're not nearly as experienced top to bottom as the top teams in MLS. What you've seen so far, has it been enough? Could we make a hypothesis, or how would you feel about the hypothesis, that this is evidence that having that technical identity and having that commitment to it is as or more important than the top to bottom talent and experience on the roster?
Yeah, I think you definitely can make that case because it's a touchstone that you know you can sort of lean on when things get difficult. And you know, I was actually thinking this week, I'm seeing a little bit of what I saw from Nashville when they first came into MLS with this group, where you know you're not really sure if maybe the ceiling needs to get higher if you want to really get into the quote unquote elite. And you know, but that's for the future. You know, I think it's really a good idea. It's very, very sensible to try and build a sturdy floor that is going to sort of, you know, reduce the amount of the depth of the dips when things are tough. The big question about St. Louis City, specifically now, and then with teams that played like they do in MLS in general, is, you know, can you sustain that physical output, that emotional commitment over the course of a long year, especially when the games start to stack up? You get a few more injuries, you get, you know, tired legs, and the heat of summer starts to set in, right? I mean, this has sort of been a documented phenomenon with the Red Bulls, who are sort of ground zero for the high-pressing philosophy in MLS. They often have a hard time keeping up the results and performing at the level they want when it's, you know, 90-plus degrees every day. So I think that's a question to answer. And a thing I've heard about, a doubt I've heard around MLS about the City in general is the roster. Is there enough MLS-level talent on this roster to sustain? And I don't think we really know that yet, but certainly we've seen that top 14 or so on the roster, at the moment, they're competing. They're getting the results in this league.
Yeah, you do wonder, especially with how little depth there is generally in MLS with roster restrictions, if City will have that amount of depth, especially when the fixtures start coming a little bit thicker, a little bit faster, getting into those summer months. That leads well into one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, though, because I if there are doubts based on these first couple of games, maybe it would be about quality of opponent, although I think people respect that road win in Austin. More commonly, what you'll hear is, well, they've had two goals handed to them from back passes by opposing defenders. at the same time, and you shared this in your article about the four teams off to the 2-0 starts, they forced 25 high turnovers through two matches, which is tied with Seattle for most in MLS. Not a bad thing generally to be tied with Seattle in almost any category, I wouldn't think. And both of them have come toward the tail end of games in those final 15 minutes. Do you think there's anything to be said? Obviously, the Kip Keller one, he just passes the ball right to Jared Stroud in Austin, and maybe Jared Stroud called for the ball, whatever, we could have that conversation. Do you think there's anything to the idea that as an opposing center back, facing this style for 90 minutes is just physically and mentally debilitating and maybe contributes to those mistakes happening late on in games in a way that makes them at least a little bit more repeatable, a little bit less lucky for City than they would be for another team?
Most definitely. And this is something you hear. I hear people, who have to face these teams and they talk about when you play a high-pressing team, as much as the style has become a little bit more, in fashion in MLS, it's still not something you face on a week-to-week basis constantly. So whenever you're playing a team like that, if you have to, especially if you're going to have to make a trip to City Park, let's say, and you have to sort of change your brain and shift your mentality, shift the way you think about the foundational principles of that game, how those 90 minutes will unfold. And so there is both physical output involved with that, and there's extra mental strain there. So I think, and Bradley Carnell, alluded to that. It was funny because the reporter in the press conference on Saturday night asked the question jokingly about they passed to us in their own box play. If you guys are practicing that, right? But he started to answer seriously with a really interesting sort of perspective. I thought that, if you can take away something as simple as the back pass to your goalkeeper that everybody takes for granted, if you can get high enough and work hard enough to even put that into question, you are sort of destabilizing the foundational principles from most teams. So I think there's something to that, and I think that's really intriguing. But I do want to say, too, that the thing that's really impressed me and I think others about St. Louis is that then when they do get the ball, they've shown some composure. They can play a little bit. They've pinged it around in the final third. So I think that's the key, to really making a high-press style work and being difficult to play against, is if you can take advantage of the turnovers and, play a little soccer and create chances.
We're talking to Charles Bohm of MLSsoccer.com. You can follow him on Twitter, @CBohm. And Charles, a couple of quick ones before I let you go. I don't want to throw you under the bus, and you acknowledged it yourself, and I think everybody has acknowledged it pretty readily of the MLS experts. But in the preseason predictions, the significant majority of MLS experts picked City to finish dead last, 14th in the West. And the few who didn't picked them to finish 13th, second to last in the West. Let's not dwell on, maybe you feel like you were wrong. I guess let's say this. Do you feel like you were wrong, or the best way to put it is, if you were given a chance today to make a new pick, where do you think City finish in the West?
Well, I think you could imagine anyone who's done a little bit of math, and much less the quant stats heads out there who sort of process data at a much higher level than I can, will point out that the sample size is still very small, right? So, again, as I said at the start, enjoy this, appreciate it, revel in it. I do think things are going to get harder. And the reality is, too, the West is a very competitive conference. The teams that St. Louis is going to have to play most often are some of the best teams in the league. And so that's another one that, too, when you have to make a trip out to the West Coast to play one of those powers like LAFC or Seattle, you sometimes get a lesson, right? But, you take one thing at a time, one day at a time, and then keep going. I have to say, I kind of hate the predictions business. I do it because my boss has asked me to. But anyone who tries to predict this league, much less puts money on it, is somewhat of a psychopath, because this is the fun of MLS, is the uncertainty that you have on a week-to-week basis. Who's going to win? Who's going to show up? And how the games are going to go? So something else to enjoy. I try not to overthink it, and I encourage City FC fans to do the same.
Yeah, I think that's where we're all at. I think that's probably the right perspective to have at this point. Well, Charles, don't lose the number here at KMOX, because I'm sure we're going to be talking to you plenty more times. I could keep you for another half hour. I really enjoy talking to you. Yeah, thank you so much for lending your expertise with us tonight.
Always.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Back on At Your Service on Camo X on this Tuesday night, just past 8:30. We'll be with you until 10 o'clock. And we are joined now by Charles Boehm, MLSsoccer.com writer at CBoehm on Twitter. Charles, how you doing?
Doing great. Enjoying the first night of CONCACAF Champions League tonight.
Yeah, always gets a little bit wild. I tell you what, it's probably not going to be too many more wins until fans in St. Louis start talking about where they might be headed in the CONCACAF Champions League at this rate. 6 points from six, having beaten Austin and beaten Charlotte. So let's start. Obviously, it's all positivity here, right? It's been all positivity going back months, talking about getting the team, and now that positivity train has not stopped with 6 points from six. Let's try to maybe throw just a little bit of water on it, and or let me see how you feel about that. If you were going to make a counter-argument about City so far, it would probably be that the two teams they've beaten have combined to lose four of their five games, including Austin tonight getting shocked by Violette, the Haitian side, 3-0 in that first round of CONCACAF Champions League knockout stages happening tonight. Do those results, taken collectively, give you a little bit of concern about just how strong those 6 points from six really are for City?
No, you know, even if I had the personality to throw a wet blanket on top of the City SC joy, I would not do it because, look, it's a long season. Expansion seasons tend to be, statistically, like it or not, they tend to be challenging. And every MLS season is a marathon. So enjoy this while you got it. Enjoy the honeymoon. Don't worry about when it's going to end or what comes after, because there probably will be hard times. There's going to be reality checks for the club, the players, the fans, everyone involved, and that's just statistically, predominant. But you can worry about that when it comes. For now, boy, what a great ride it's been so far, and you can just feel, I think, the sort of relationship building between these players and the club and the fans that they want to connect with. And so I think I said this over and over about City, the expansion experience shows. Build a home field advantage, cultivate a great stadium environment, give your fans something to enjoy, win, lose, or draw, And then you'll have that, you know, you'll have that fortress that you can hopefully lean on when things get tough. So no, all good vibes so far, I'd say.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, to that point. I think everybody knew that St. Louis City coming in were going to have a very defined tactical identity compared to maybe some other clubs, in part because of the amount of time that they had to prepare and also because of just how cohesive the club philosophy is from top to bottom. Everything, all the coaches, all the players were handpicked with that pressing, high-intensity, energy drink soccer, if you will, style in mind. What you've seen so far, because I don't think anybody disputes that at the very least, City are not, in their current iteration, as talented as the top teams in MLS. Certainly, they're not nearly as experienced top to bottom as the top teams in MLS. What you've seen so far, has it been enough? Could we make a hypothesis, or how would you feel about the hypothesis, that this is evidence that having that technical identity and having that commitment to it is as or more important than the top to bottom talent and experience on the roster?
Yeah, I think you definitely can make that case because it's a touchstone that you know you can sort of lean on when things get difficult. And you know, I was actually thinking this week, I'm seeing a little bit of what I saw from Nashville when they first came into MLS with this group, where you know you're not really sure if maybe the ceiling needs to get higher if you want to really get into the quote unquote elite. And you know, but that's for the future. You know, I think it's really a good idea. It's very, very sensible to try and build a sturdy floor that is going to sort of, you know, reduce the amount of the depth of the dips when things are tough. The big question about St. Louis City, specifically now, and then with teams that played like they do in MLS in general, is, you know, can you sustain that physical output, that emotional commitment over the course of a long year, especially when the games start to stack up? You get a few more injuries, you get, you know, tired legs, and the heat of summer starts to set in, right? I mean, this has sort of been a documented phenomenon with the Red Bulls, who are sort of ground zero for the high-pressing philosophy in MLS. They often have a hard time keeping up the results and performing at the level they want when it's, you know, 90-plus degrees every day. So I think that's a question to answer. And a thing I've heard about, a doubt I've heard around MLS about the city in general is the roster. Is there enough MLS-level talent on this roster to sustain? And I don't think we really know that yet, but certainly we've seen that top 14 or so on the roster, at the moment, they're competing. They're getting the results in this league.
Yeah, you do wonder, especially with how little depth there is generally in MLS with roster restrictions, if City will have mm-hmm. that amount of depth, especially when the fixtures start coming a little bit thicker, a little bit faster, getting into those summer months. That leads well into one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, though, because if there are doubts based on these first couple of games, maybe it would be about quality of opponent, although I think people respect that road win in Austin. More commonly, mm-hmm. what you'll hear is, well, they've had two goals handed to them from back passes by mm-hmm. opposing defenders. At the same time, and you shared this in your article about the four teams off to the 2-0 starts, they forced 25 high turnovers through two matches, which is tied with Seattle for most in MLS. Not a bad thing generally to be tied with Seattle in almost any category, I wouldn't think. And both of them have come toward the tail end of games in those final 15 minutes. Do you think there's anything to be said? Obviously, the Kip Keller one, you know, he just passes the ball right to Jared Stroud in Austin, and you know, maybe Jared Stroud called for the ball, whatever, we could have that conversation. Do you think there's anything to the idea that as an opposing center back, facing this style for 90 minutes is just physically and mentally debilitating and maybe contributes to those mistakes happening late on in games in a way that makes them at least a little bit more repeatable, a little bit less lucky for City than they would be for another team?
Most definitely. And this is something you hear. I hear people, you know, who have to face these teams and they talk about when you play a high-pressing team, as much as the style has become a little bit more, you know, in fashion in MLS, it's still not something you face on a week-to-week basis constantly. So whenever you're playing a team like that, if you have to, especially if you're going to have to make a trip to City Park, let's say, and you have to sort of change your brain and shift your mentality, shift the way you think about the foundational principles of that game, how those 90 minutes will unfold. And so there is both physical output involved with that, and there's extra mental strain there. So I think, yeah, I mean, and Bradley Carnell, you know, alluded to that. It was funny because the reporter in the press conference on Saturday night asked the question jokingly about they passed to us in their own box play. If you guys are practicing that, right? But he started to answer seriously with a really interesting sort of perspective. I thought that, yeah, you know, if you can take away something as simple as the back pass to your goalkeeper that everybody takes for granted, if you can get high enough and work hard enough to even put that into question, you are sort of destabilizing the foundational principles from most teams. So I think there's something to that, and I think that's really intriguing. But I do want to say, too, that the thing that's really impressed me and I think others about St. Louis is that then when they do get the ball, they've shown some composure. They can play a little bit. They've pinged it around in the final third. So I think that's the key, I think, to really making a high-press style work and being difficult to play against, is if you can take advantage of the turnovers and, you know, play a little soccer and create chances.
We're talking to Charles Bohm of MLSsoccer.com. You can follow him on Twitter at CBohm. And Charles, a couple of quick ones before I let you go. I don't want to throw you under the bus, and you acknowledged it yourself, and I think everybody has acknowledged it pretty readily of the MLS experts. But in the preseason predictions, the significant majority of MLS experts picked City to finish dead last, 14th in the West. And the few who didn't picked them to finish 13th, second to last in the West. Let's not dwell on, oh, maybe you feel like you were wrong. I guess let's say this. Do you feel like you were wrong? Or the best way to put it is, if you were given a chance today to make a new pick, where do you think City finish in the West?
Well, you know, I think you could imagine anyone who's done a little bit of math, and much less the quant stats heads out there who sort of process data at a much higher level than I can, will point out that the sample size is still very small, right? So, again, as I said at the start, you know, enjoy this, appreciate it, revel in it. I do think things are going to get harder. And the reality is, too, the West is a very competitive conference. I mean, you know, the teams that St. Louis is going to have to play the most often are some of the best teams in the league. And so that's another one that, too, you know, when you have to make a trip out to the West Coast to play one of those powers like LAFC or Seattle, you sometimes get a lesson, right? But, you know, you take one thing at a time, one day at a time, and then keep going. I have to say, I kind of hate the predictions business. I do it because my boss has asked me to. But anyone who tries to predict this league, much less puts money on it, is somewhat of a psychopath, because it's just, this is the fun of MLS, is the uncertainty that you have on a week to week basis. Who's going to win? Who's going to show up? And how the games are going to go? So something else to enjoy. You know, I try not to overthink it, and I encourage City FC fans to do the same.
Yeah, I think that's where we're all at. I think that's probably the right perspective to have at this point. Well, Charles, don't lose the number here at KMOX, because I'm sure we're going to be talking to you plenty more times. I could keep you for another half hour. I really enjoy talking to you. Yeah, thank you so much for lending your expertise with us tonight.
Always a pleasure. You guys have a great show.
That's Charles Bohm of MLSsoccer.com, at CBohm on Twitter. If you want more of his analysis, MLSsoccer.com, to read all about that 6 points from six, 2-0 start for St. Louis City going on the road to take on Portland over the weekend. We'll talk to one of the men who has been a part of it coming up next, Nico Joachini, striker for St. Louis City, joining us when we return. You're listening to At Your Service on KMOX. At Your Service on KMOX on a Tuesday night, just past 8:45 local time here in St. Louis. We'll be with you until 10 o'clock tonight. Still talking a little bit of St. Louis City SC, off to that perfect start. Two wins from two, 6 points out of the six available. And now it's the highlight of the night. Nico Giacchini, striker for St. Louis City, is joining us on the phone. Nico, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm well. How are you?
I'm all right. So you got your first start in the home opener at City Park. You've had quite a career already for somebody only 22 years old. I know you've been around and played in Europe and all of that. Where does Saturday night at City Park rank among the coolest experiences of your career so far?
Oh, besides probably playing against Paris Saint-Germain in Paris, it's up there. It's either one or two. But I'm going to stick with one, because it was unexpectedly pleasing.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm always intrigued, and we've talked to a couple of guys who had similar experiences with the, you know, a couple of weeks ago we talked to Jared Stroud, we talked to Johnny Nelson about the expansion draft experience, because it's one thing as a professional player to understand, you know, you could get traded in MLS to another team at any time. The expansion draft is an especially unusual one. Did you have any warning that your name might be in the conversation for coming to City at some point? And what was it like when that went down?
You know, within my family, we had speculations, but nothing concrete. I was actually, funny enough, shopping, doing some clothing shopping in Paris when I received a call. So it was very unexpected, but probably the best news of the year for me.
Yeah, what's the experience been like so far since you've been in St. Louis?
I've been actually enjoying it a lot. You know, I don't go out much, even though you may hear I am at a restaurant with my family. But I'm enjoying it, especially when soccer is as well. It's easier to enjoy your environment. So I'm positive. It's really, really good, and I'm excited for the future.
Yeah, we don't want to take you away from your dinner for too long, but just a couple of more quick questions for you. I think it's interesting that you guys have had to start with two away games in three, but not only two away games, but two of the more difficult places to play in MLS, with Austin already one of the more respected atmospheres around the league, even in just their third season. And then Portland, obviously, has been a phenomenal atmosphere for quite a while now in the league. What kind of challenges does that present, if any? Do you enjoy playing in those kind of atmospheres, even on the road?
I love it. I love it. This is what soccer is all about. You play home, you have that atmosphere. You play away, it's twice as hard because you have tens of thousands of people against you. But it's when you perform in those moments when you realize you do have that mentality and that relentlessness. And you know, it's. I've never played in Portland, but I'm really excited to see how that atmosphere is. You know, I had played in Austin with the national team in the semifinal of the Gold Cup, so I knew what to expect. But I'm just so proud of the boys for having performed in our last two games, and you know, I'm positive, and I know we will be able to perform in the next one as well.
Yeah, it's a dream start, you have to say, not only to get the 6 points from six, but to score six goals in doing it. I'm not sure you could do a whole lot more to capture the attention of this area and how much St. Louis already loves City and how much City seemed to love St. Louis right back. With that in mind, I think one of the things, obviously, you know, that everybody's been talking about is this press and how City have come in with such a clear identity to the league, and that press has even turned into goals with the couple of back passes that Jared and Klaus have capitalized on in the first couple of games. For you as a forward, have you ever played in an environment that was asking as much of you defensively as this one under Bradley Carnell and company? And if so, how have you adapted to it physically and mentally?
Yes, no, I have not been in a system of play as intensely defensive as this one, but look, the results show, so I'm enjoying it. You know, as long as we press as a group, we should be able to take down or recuperate balls in the offensive sector or even in the defensive sector overall, and more than possible. So it's a system of play where it takes a lot of practice, takes a lot of discipline, a lot of discipline from every player to know their role and their importance, because one player is off, it can disrupt the press. But it's something where we've learned to get better and better, and we're trying to master it even more as the season goes on. So yeah, it's our style of play, and it's working. So I'm happy to run and defend for my teammates and defend for the W.
It's interesting. That's exactly what I was going to bring up to you next, because I think there are, probably not on this roster by design, but there are plenty of players, I'm sure you've played with and against some of them, especially forwards, who, when their team has 39% of possession and only completes 300 passes in a game, and they aren't getting a lot of touches on the ball, they get a little bit frustrated, and maybe they're not inclined to do a whole lot of running defensively. You, on the other hand, I think covered a midfielder's share of grass on the pitch the other night, closing down on the goalkeeper and almost won. You did win the ball off of him, almost created a goal. I thought your cross was fantastic, and unfortunately Klaus just couldn't keep the finish down. It could have easily been the opening goal. And it seems like, especially having had those two goals, Jared's in Austin and Klaus's in St. Louis on Saturday night, the two goals off the errant back passes from the opposing defenders, I think a lot of people have talked about how those were good fortune, those were good luck. It seems like maybe the press is creating those. Do you guys take special pride in getting opposing defenders so uncomfortable that they make mistakes like that?
Yeah, we our goal is to capitalize on it. Our goal is, and even if center backs are not the players to make the mistake behind us, following us is where we are able to recuperate the ball. So you know, we have done that pretty well. You know, two goals off of that so far, and maybe, you know, we've created two or three other chances because of that. So it's something that's currently efficient. You know, obviously, as long as the season goes on, it's going to be, you know, teams are going to start studying and this and that. But, you know, we adapt. And so far, so good. So, you know, nothing to change there.
We're talking to Nico Gioacchini, St. Louis City striker. And Nico, just one more before we let you go. We really appreciate your time this evening. Obviously, it's great to have two wins from two games, right? That's the dream start. Score six goals. Everything's going great. On the other hand, now the pressure sort of mounts, or maybe the temptation mounts to feel a little bit too good about that and have that distract from the task at hand. How have you guys managed the balance between enjoying this success, enjoying this birth of Major League Soccer in St. Louis and the love affair going on right now between this city and this club, with also the task at hand, which is now going to one of the most difficult places in all of MLS to play and trying to make it three wins from three on Saturday night in Portland?
Well, it all comes down to mentality and your mind. You set your mind in the right places, you can conquer what you want. Obviously, it's not going to be easy. We're aware of that, but nothing's going to be easy, especially as an expansion team. First game was not easy. Second game was not easy. You know, we did go down 1-0 in the first game and in the second game and still managed to come back. So at the end of the day, it's about mentality. And, you know, we'll leave the success. We keep the success with us, but we always know that there's a next game. So we can't just focus on our past wins. That's the past now. We got to focus on winning the next one and the next one and the next one. So on to the next game, to Portland, and the rest is history.
Well, Nico, we really appreciate you, and tell your family we appreciate them as well for loaning you to us for 10 minutes out of your evening. Continued success.
Oh, no worries at all. It's my pleasure. Anytime.
That was Nico Gioacchini, the St. Louis City striker, just 22 years old, back in his home state, born in Kansas City, raised mostly between Europe and the United States, and he has been back in the Show Me State and enjoying life with St. Louis City so far this season. Two wins from two, got his first start in City Red on Saturday night at City Park in the 3-1 win over Charlotte, and he really was a big part of that press, a big part of the chaos that City were causing. I think it's interesting, too, that point that he made about coming from behind in both wins. That does indicate a mental toughness that maybe could be tough to develop in a squad that hadn't been together. I mean, you can give Carolyn Kindle and the ownership group a lot of credit for providing the resources to bring in a number of these players during the course of last year and get them acclimated to St. Louis, get them playing a little bit with St. Louis City, too. Did it with Roman Berkey, did it with Joao Klaus, did it with Edward Leuven. But a lot of new guys, and they've showed a lot of togetherness so far in powering their way through a couple of deficits for a pair of wins. So that was Nico Gioacchini. Thanks so much to him for joining us this evening on At Your Service. We're going to have some news coming your way, and we'll return to talk a little bit more St. Louis City before turning our attention to the St. Louis Battlehawks getting ready for their opener this weekend in St. Louis. You're listening to At Your Service on KMOX. At Your Service on KMOX on a Tuesday night, just past 8:45 local time here in St. Louis. We'll be with you until 10 o'clock tonight. Still talking a little bit of St. Louis City SC off to that perfect start. Two wins from two, 6 points out of the six available. And now it's the highlight of the night. Nico Gioacchini, striker for St. Louis City, is joining us on the phone. Nico, how you doing tonight?
Hey, man, I'm well. How are you?
I'm all right. So you got your first start in the home opener at City Park. You've had quite a career already for somebody only 22 years old. I know you've been around and played in Europe and all of that. Where does Saturday night at City Park rank among the coolest experiences of your career so far?
Oh, besides probably playing against Paris Saint-Germain in Paris, it's up there. It's either one or two. But I'm going to stick with one because it was unexpectedly pleasing.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm always intrigued, and we've talked to a couple of guys who had similar experiences with the, you know, a couple of weeks ago we talked to Jared Stroud, we talked to Johnny Nelson about the expansion draft experience. Because it's one thing as a professional player to understand, you know, you could get traded in MLS to another team at any time. The expansion draft is an especially unusual one. Did you have any warning that, your name might be in the conversation for, coming to City at some point? And what was it like when that went down?
You know, within my family, we had speculations, but nothing concrete. I was actually, funny enough, shopping, doing some clothing shopping in Paris when I received a call. So it was very unexpected, but probably the best news of, the year for me.
Yeah, what's the experience been like so far since you've been in St. Louis?
I've been actually enjoying it a lot. You know, I don't go out much, even though you may hear I am at a restaurant with my family. But, I'm enjoying it, especially when soccer is well. It's easier to enjoy your environment. So I'm positive. It's been really, really good, and I'm excited for the future.
Yeah, we don't want to take you away from your dinner for too long, but just a couple of more quick questions for you. I think it's interesting that you guys have had to start with two away games in three, but not only two away games, but two of the more difficult places to play in MLS, with Austin already one of the more respected atmospheres around the league, even in just their third season. And then Portland, obviously, has been a phenomenal atmosphere for quite a while now in the league. What kind of challenges does that present, if any? Do you enjoy playing in those kind of atmospheres, even on the road?
I love it. I love it. This is what soccer is all about. You play home, you have that atmosphere. You play away, it's twice as hard because you have tens of thousands of people against you. But it's when you perform in those moments when you realize you do have that mentality and that relentlessness. And you know, it's I've never played in Portland, but I'm really excited to see how that atmosphere is. You know, I had played in Austin with the national team in the semifinal of the Gold Cup, so I knew what to expect. But I'm just so proud of the boys for having performed in our last two games, and you know, I'm positive, and I know we will be able to perform in the next one as well.
Yeah, it's a dream start, you have to say, not only to get the 6 points from six, but to score six goals in doing it. I'm not sure you could do a whole lot more to capture the attention of this area and how much St. Louis already loves City and how much City seemed to love St. Louis right back. With that in mind, I think one of the things, obviously, you know, that everybody's been talking about is this press and how City have come in with such a clear identity to the league, and that press has even turned into goals with the couple of back passes that Jared and Klaus have capitalized on in the first couple of games. For you as a forward, have you ever played in an environment that was asking as much of you defensively as this one under Bradley Carnell and company? And if so, how have you adapted to it physically and mentally?
Yes, no, I have not been in a system of play as intensely defensive as this one, but look, the results show, so I'm enjoying it. You know, as long as we press as a group, we should be able to take down or recuperate balls in the offensive sector or even in the defensive sector overall more than possible. It's a system of play where it takes a lot of practice, takes a lot of discipline from every player to know their role and their importance, because one player is off, it can disrupt the press. But it's something where we've learned to get better and better, and we're trying to master it even more as the season goes on. So yeah, it's our style of play, and it's working. So I'm happy to run and defend for my teammates and defend for the W.
It's interesting. That's exactly what I was going to bring up to you next, because I think there are, probably not on this roster by design, but there are plenty of players, I'm sure you've played with and against some of them, especially forwards, who, when their team has 39% of possession and only completes 300 passes in a game, and they aren't getting a lot of touches on the ball, they get a little bit frustrated, and maybe they're not inclined to do a whole lot of running defensively. You, on the other hand, I think covered a midfielder's share of grass on the pitch the other night, closing down on the goalkeeper and almost won. Well, you did win the ball off of him, almost created a goal. I thought your cross was fantastic, and unfortunately, Klaus just couldn't keep the finish down. It could have easily been the opening goal. And it seems like, especially having had those two goals, Jared's in Austin and Klaus's in St. Louis on Saturday night, the two goals off the errant back passes from the opposing defenders. I think a lot of people have talked about how those were good fortune, those were good luck. It seems like maybe the press is creating those. Do you guys take special pride in getting opposing defenders so uncomfortable that they make mistakes like that?
Yeah, we our goal is to capitalize on it. Our goal is, and even if center backs are not the players to make the mistake behind us, following us is where we are able to recuperate the ball. So, you know, we have done that pretty well. You know, two goals off of that so far, and maybe, you know, we've created two or three other chances because of that. So it's something that's currently efficient. You know, obviously, as long as the season goes on, it's going to be, you know, teams are going to start studying and this and that. But, you know, we adapt. And so far, so good. So, you know, nothing to change there.
We're talking to Nico Gioacchini, St. Louis City striker. And Nico, just one more before we let you go. We really appreciate your time this evening. Obviously, it's great to have two wins from two games, right? That's the dream start. Score six goals. Everything's going great. On the other hand, now the pressure sort of mounts, or maybe the temptation mounts to feel a little bit too good about that and have that distract from the task at hand. How have you guys managed the balance between enjoying this success, enjoying this birth of Major League Soccer in St. Louis and the love affair going on right now between this city and this club, with also the task at hand, which is now going to one of the most difficult places in all of MLS to play and trying to make it three wins from three on Saturday night in Portland?
Well, it all comes down to mentality and your mind. You set your mind in the right places, you can conquer what you want. Obviously, it's not going to be easy. We're aware of that, but nothing's going to be easy, especially as an expansion team. First game was not easy. Second game was not easy. You know, we did go down 1-0 in the first game and in the second game and still managed to come back. So at the end of the day, it's about mentality. And, you know, we leave the success. We keep the success with us, but we always know that there's a next game. So we can't just focus on our past wins. That's the past now. We got to focus on winning the next one and the next one and the next one. So on to the next game, to Portland, and the rest is history.
Well, Nico, we really appreciate you, and tell your family we appreciate them as well for loaning you to us for 10 minutes out of your evening. Continued success.
Oh, no worries at all. It's my pleasure. Anytime.
That was Nico Gioacchini, the St. Louis City striker, just 22 years old, back in his home state, born in Kansas City, raised mostly between Europe and the United States, and he has been back in the show-me state and enjoying life with St. Louis City so far this season. Two wins from two, got his first start in City Red on Saturday night at City Park in the 3-1 win over Charlotte, and he really was a big part of that press, a big part of the chaos that City were causing. I think it's interesting, too, that point that he made about coming from behind in both wins. That does indicate a mental toughness that maybe could be tough to develop in a squad that hadn't been together. I mean, you can give Carolyn Kindle and the ownership group a lot of credit for providing the resources to bring in a number of these players during the course of last year and get them acclimated to St. Louis, get them playing a little bit with St. Louis City, too. Did it with Roman Berkey, did it with Joao Klaus, did it with Edward Leuven. But a lot of new guys, and they've showed a lot of togetherness so far in powering their way through a couple of deficits for a pair of wins. So that was Nico Gioacchini. Thanks so much to him for joining us this evening on At Your Service. We're going to have some news coming your way, and we'll return to talk a little bit more St. Louis City before turning our attention to the St. Louis Battlehawks getting ready for their opener this weekend in St. Louis. You're listening to At Your Service on KMOX.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.